What's up?
I was just listening to the theme song, the intro song.
The ours?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Because, you know, you sent me that link, and I was like, ooh, disc golf. And then, ooh, Nate committed to what now? So, I was like, all right. I didn't actually listen to the committed to what now, but I'm assuming it's either discussing the tournament or the haircut. I don't know, or not the lack of haircut.
You'll have to find out. I have to listen
and find out.
You'll have to find out what you committed to.
Yeah. I mean, it was like last week. And then I guess I also, when I was looking at the title or the description on the disc golf one, I agree we should start filming those.
Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
Correct. We should start filming those and like putting them on YouTube, and the series should be called We Bad at Disc Golf.
Mm-hmm. Very well.
And nature. Then just like go around the courses here in the local area and just like play them.
Yeah. I'm debating it, like, should it be on our heads or just our chests?
Just
handheld?
I think it'd be a handheld that we pass between us.
It could be. Well, if we go in separate ways, though.
One of us follows the other one. We stop the video and the discussion, and then that would be difficult, though.
Stopping the video?
Well, not stopping the video, but, like, cutting out that stuff, I guess.
Oh, possibly.
The walking around dish.
Yeah. Could be easy.
Could be hard.
Yeah. Probably is hard.
Yeah.
Though I have wanted to get the newer Digi Pocket.
Okay.
It's like the small little like 6-inch thing, pretty skinny, mm-hmm. and it flips and all that stuff. I've been wanting to get one of those. I've got the older ones. We could use one of those. I think I've got two of those. Yeah. And then I think you can put it on a small tripod too, so you can set it down
okay.
while you actually do the thing, because mm-hmm. it's supposed to
gimbal.
Gimbal with you and all that stuff. So it might be easy. I'd have to find it. We'd have to test run it.
Okay, I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah, but I don't know when. But we need to work on our putts.
Yeah.
Because what? It's next week, isn't it?
Yeah, and it'd have to be this weekend.
I can't be this weekend. Well, we could do it tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time I'd have, because I've got something in the evening.
And we got something at 2:30.
Yeah. So it'd have to be like 10 o'clock again?
Yeah.
10:30?
Yeah.
But we could go anywhere and practice putting.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. I mean, we can still play around, but...
just putt from different places.
True. But I don't know. Did you ever pick up your Christmas gift from your parents?
No, it's still sitting on their backyard.
It's in their backyard,
back
though.
Back fence, yeah, or back porch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So at least it made it out of a room
mm-hmm.
into outside.
I've thought about a couple times going and just grabbing it and putting it in the truck. And they're like, where did it go? Oh, Nate must have come and got it.
Yeah. Because you need to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leslie asked very hard questions about that now.
Like I said, I know I would use it mm-hmm. when I got it.
Yeah.
But
you haven't gotten it.
Yeah.
You only have like one tree in your backyard now, don't you?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
I thought one died.
Yeah, we cut down three. But there's still the big one, the main one, and then okay. there's like another little one.
Oh, okay. But,
I mean, it's not little, it's pretty tall.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but nice.
It's barely hanging on.
So we can do it tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Depends on where you want to go.
Braum is probably the best because it's in between for both of us.
Sure. Yeah, we can do Braum. Braum at 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right. I'll put it on my calendar right now. Otherwise, not that I'll forget.
You won't wake up.
But I'll need to set an alarm. Disc Nate. Brahmanan. Do what?
Broham is the worst to play.
How so? Just because it's going to be crowded?
Yeah.
Is there a tournament tomorrow?
I don't know.
If there's a tournament, then yeah, there's going to be... it'll be bad. But other than that, yeah, need to work on putting.
Well, we need to work on everything.
True.
It would be cool.
The tournament is nothing but putting. Now, granted, we don't know how far away putting is.
Right. It'd be cool... I think even if I'm not available, you should probably go to some of that free throw on Friday.
I am planning on it.
Okay. Because...
Yeah, just to kind of see how it's going to be laid out.
I mean, we could go back to Sunshine Oaks, or we could...
Derp!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay. 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Search. I'm seeing if there's any tournaments. The 19th, there's a tournament. But that's... We need to actually go to the other one. Anyway, I'm watching Silo now.
Nice. What you think?
I like it. It's pretty good. I'm still in early, midway first season, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more of a, like a... it's not an action, but like something drama, because there's a certain word for it.
Well, it's kind of a sci-fi drama, but it's also got mystery in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some action.
True, but it's not like action film.
Yeah.
It's not like Fallout, where it's like shoot them and ghouls are coming at you and a lot of fighting.
Yeah.
It's more just a drama talky kind of thing.
Yeah.
I like it though.
Yeah, I do.
We have, what was it? Oh, you're going to go see, Minecraft movie?
Yep.
With the boys?
With the boys.
Nice. That comes out, what, this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, we're watching it.
Tomorrow.
Yep, Saturday. And it has, been... Okay. Okay, reviews, I guess. I mean, I've heard if you play Minecraft, you get all the jokes, but it's made for, like, kids.
Mm-hmm. So. Definitely made for kids.
Mm-hmm. Jack Black and... Jack Black and...
Momoa.
Jason Momoa. Apparently, like... I mean, they're the main stars, but they steal the show with this, their...
Well, the others are kids that are chemistry. No names.
Yeah, with their chemistry.
I'm assuming they're no names.
Right. So.
Minecraft movie. Whoops. Let's see what it was. Minecraft movie. Because I don't know any of these people besides those two. Like, I don't even know the other woman. Emma Myers, don't know her. Jennifer Coolidge, know her. But she's not prominent. She's not in the...
any of the...
trailers, yeah. So I didn't know she was in it. Sebastian, sure, don't know him. Daniel Brooks, don't know her. Paula Charlemagne, is that Timothy Chalamet's
probably not.
Sister or something? No?
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, Matt Berry's in it. I didn't know he was in it. I wonder what he's doing in it.
Probably a voice.
Maybe. Jiminy Clement something? Jimmy something? I don't know. I don't know him. Kate McKinnon? Oh, I didn't know she was in it. And Rachel House? Yeah, I don't know her. Isn't she an Aussie? Or a New Zealander?
House?
No, Rachel House. Yeah, yeah. I think she was. Rachel actress. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I think she's a New Zealander. Aren't they called Aussies, or is that Australian people? No, they're called Kiwis?
Kiwis.
Yeah, New Zealand actress and director. I think I saw her on New Zealand's Taskmaster.
Ah.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to see if there's any tournaments. It doesn't matter. We're not playing it where there would be any. But
yeah, I don't think so. But yeah, no. That's going to be a thing. I'll wait till streaming. I assume it's going to be HBO.
Probably.
Because it's definitely not Disney. And I don't know the production house who's putting it on.
I don't either. The only tournament's at Madison Lake this weekend.
Nice.
Which we're not going to, because that's the one that I broke tried to break my ankle on.
Oh, the hilly one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one was okay, but definitely not the best.
It's not. I guess the best rated ones in Huntsville are Brom, Indian Creek, and
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think Indian Creek would be up there because it's kind of, it's very linear.
Number two.
Number two, really?
Yeah. Ugh.
It just doesn't seem it.
In Huntsville.
Mm-hmm. So. True. I'm surprised John Hunt's not up there.
We don't have any reviews on UDisc.
Well, they probably haven't had a tournament there yet, have they?
Yeah, they did.
They did?
Mm-hmm. What, they had like the big Huntsville Classic tournament where so they had like four sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not four sessions, but they played like four courses. Maston Lake, UAH, John Hunt, and Southside.
Okay. Yeah, because they hold like a giant like countrywide tournament here in Huntsville or some shit.
That's coming.
Yeah. But, well, they already did it last year too.
Yeah.
Last year, year before last, I don't remember.
It was like I said, a big one. So yeah. You had like a whole bunch of different. You had Southside, which is all par threes.
Yeah.
The wooded one of Brom, the open monster of
John Hunt.
John Hunt, and then probably the technical of UAH.
We've yet to play UAH.
No, we haven't.
That's another one that
we need should to play. Probably play. Yeah, UAH and
we can
and
skip the water hole.
We could. I think we're good enough to throw around it.
Maybe, not over it though.
No, God, no.
Though it's not unless over. It's just around it. I think.
Willing to part with that disc.
Yeah, I saw a video today of like it's the world's shortest hole, but it's literally just on a dock. So like you're gonna lose your disc.
Yeah,
like you either have to ace it or I guess kind of like just putt up to it or some shit. Because do they do, I don't know how disc golf works, but it's like if you go out of bounds or a hazard, is it a stroke?
Yeah, it's just like regular golf. It's a stroke and you take a drop for where it last went out of bounds.
Nice. So, but if you throw it directly from the water, into the water from tee off, you're just a tee off then?
That I don't know. I think it's from wherever it was closest, again, from the closest point of where it crossed out of bounds.
I guess, I don't know.
So right on the shore.
Or on the dock.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about those kinds of rules, but
I swear we're not a disc golf
channel.
I mean, that's just a hobby.
Yeah, definitely just a hobby, a very bad hobby.
Yeah.
No, but
lucky at par,
baby. Yeah, yeah. Some pars.
As I said, we're lucky to get par.
Yeah. Yeah, because our drives still suck.
Yeah, I mean. I think once we get used to courses, we could probably get closer to birdies, but...
Maybe.
We were getting birdies at freaking Maston Lake when we were getting ready for that tournament.
True. And we did play that course a lot.
A lot. So...
Definitely a lot.
Yeah.
But no, it was not a very fun course.
No. I'm good for a while.
Yeah. Well, we played there for what?
3-4 weeks.
Yeah, like 3 days a week too sometimes because we met after work
mm-hmm.
or met you after work
yep.
to do it. So we definitely did it during the week times rather than just Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was a Friday when I sprained my ankle and we played Sunday.
Yeah, that sucks. Did we do both?
We did both rounds.
Did we do both rounds?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if we did or didn't.
No, I was feeling good, so we did it.
I mean, we didn't win anything.
No. Except our can-do attitude.
We were the only one that dressed up, too.
Mm-hmm. Lame-o.
Yeah. It was a Halloween one, and nobody dressed up. Dumbasses.
Next time we'll go to, like, Gunnersville.
I want to do theirs?
Yeah, they dress up.
Nice.
So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you see the reveal?
Reveal?
Yeah.
No. Oh, the Superman thing?
No.
No, no, they had a Superman thing.
No. Switch 2.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they had their Nintendo Direct thing. It was about an hour long.
Mm. I heard games are like $90. Is that true?
Yeah, around the 70 to 80 range. Mario Kart World, I guess I could see it, but still, no.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to, the you know how much the system is?
$450
Yeah, around that.
That's a good guess.
Yep, it's around that. But some are speculating, is that before or after Liberation Day?
That's a good point.
Did they factor in that tariff, or now is it going to be 500 and something because they didn't factor in
the tariff,
the liberating us?
I mean, it's from Japan, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if we have any tariffs on Japan.
Oh, he put tariffs on every country. Yeah. Because Great Britain and all them have a 10% tariff.
You're talking about European Union?
Yeah, I think
Great Britain? Because Britain's not part of the EU.
I don't remember.
Yeah, they voted to get out of the EU.
But, yes, he put a tariff on a island that is its only inhabitants are penguins. So there's a tariff there.
Cool.
With no humans on it. So every country, I'm pretty sure, has tariffs. It just depends on if it's a high tariff or a low tariff. So dumb. I think the tariff thing is just stupid as well.
Oh, yeah, it definitely hit Nintendo.
Hmm?
It definitely hit Nintendo.
Yeah.
Or at least according to Politico.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of... And it's supposed to launch June.
Yeah.
You can have it bundled with the Mario Kart World. And honestly, I don't know when I'll get it, honestly. I'm not pre-ordering.
I'm not doing a day one.
Yeah. I'll wait a year or so.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to play Mario Kart World because it's bigger. Mm-hmm. You can have 24 people racing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it can be multiplayer. Like, you can have it across platforms, I think. The thing that is still questionable, which they say in their direct, is do you... So if you own the game, but I don't, you can share it with me,
We
play it. I don't know about latency or how bad it would be, but apparently for multiplayer games, and I don't know if it's all games.
So Xbox was trying a thing like that, too.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if they did it.
I don't either. You can do video chat. It's kind of like a Discord, a shitty version of Discord where you can share your screen.
Yeah.
It's coming with a camera, so we're back to Wii. Where you can bundle it with a camera. So you can have your face while everybody else is playing and you're playing. You can also play different games. It's literally Discord where everybody can be playing something different but chatting with each other.
It's because they won't put Discord on the freaking thing.
But you can you can have Discord up and doing all that while you're playing Switch.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That I don't care about. Because they were trying to, you could, as you're playing the same game, you can all show your screens and play it that way. But, I don't know, the latency, like the guy who was, the video I was watching, he was like, yeah, it's pretty choppy.
Yeah.
If you're watching somebody else's screen and doing your own thing or whatever. So, I don't know if that's $450 worth to have Discord on Nintendo.
Right now, the only real way they're going to get me to buy it is another Zelda game that comes out.
They're remaking them all for the Switch 2. So even the Wiis, they're...
Like Ocarina?
That one I don't know. They're doing Skyward. They might do Twilight. They already said they're doing Breath of the Wild and Tears.
Supporting them over.
Like a remaster for the Nintendo. So you could play it in 60 frames per second rather than the 30 or whatever. It's supposed to support 4K when docked. So they're doing that.
I need Ocarina. That's all I want.
I would play Ocarina again.
Yeah.
I never got into Majora's Mask, though.
I had problems getting past the first day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't play it because I thought it was... I didn't think it was stupid, but I was like, oh, I don't want to buy a game for a couple hours of playtime.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that was the mentality of, like...
I think it was definitely shorter than the...
The real game.
Than, yeah. Than Ocarina. Or Ocarina. So, I tried it, and I think we rented it, and I tried it, and I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I never got into it, though. Apparently, that's a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Now, if they bundled them together, because now you could have it as a side quest.
Yeah, where you go in, you play it, and then immediately it rolls right into Majora's.
Majora's, or... Because how did Majora's start? Like, did you already beat...
Kid Link, yeah. It was...
Like, you beat Ganon, and then all of a sudden,
you were back
Mask
to
Boy.
You were back to Kid Link.
Yeah.
And then you're just, like, on Epona.
Roaming around.
Yeah, and then he steals it, and you're...
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you could just roll right into it. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Or, technically, I guess you could just make it a side quest, and if you wanted to go see him and play it...
Yeah.
Well, no, because you don't have all your stuff. Mm-mm. Because you're just...
Kid Link.
Yeah. I don't know. But I wouldn't package them separately. I'd try to package them together.
Yeah.
And do it that way. I'm trying to think what else was on the Direct. Oh, they've got... Because you can use the things as a mouse. Like a normal mouse. Nintendo. Switch 2. Nintendo Switch games. They have a handy capable game.
That's cool.
You are in a wheelchair. It's a basketball, but wheelchair.
That's awesome.
But you have to use the things as mice.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Donkey Kong's getting his own game. Metroid? It's going to be a new one.
Ooh, okay.
Kirby. Yeah, the handy-capable one is Drag and Drive. That's okay. What it's called. Oh, and they're also making you buy a tutorial. Like, it's literally a game to be like, hey, come and see all the specs that the Switch 2 has for $60. Or however much it's going to be. But you have to buy it.
No, I'm not buying that.
Nobody's going to buy it.
No.
You're going to find it on the shelves for like $10 in a week or two. Nobody's buying that shit. I thought the one thing that Nintendo was trying to do was no gory, bloody games. I know they abandoned it like years ago, but...
Yeah, that was a thing back in the day, but...
Because now they're doing like Dark Souls.
Holy shit.
Elden Rings.
I did not.
Or no, it's the creators of Dark Souls and Elden Rings, and it's called the Dusk Bloods. Yeah?
Mm-mm.
Hades 2, Split Fiction is the one we should play. Borderlands, that's cartoony
Isn't
blood.
Isn't Split Fiction out right now on Xbox?
Well, it's Xbox. Steam. I don't know if it's on Xbox.
It's on Xbox.
There you go. Steampunk, and a lot of other titles. But yeah, that's why I'm curious of the, if one person owns it, then you can share it with others. I don't know if they have to be in the family group, or if it's just like...
Friends, maybe.
Yeah. Do I?
Friend code.
Basically. Yeah, something like that. They're also got, like, the upgrade packs. So instead of buying... Okay, so it says, some Switch games you may already have and can be leveled up to the Nintendo Switch 2 Edition with the purchase of their upgrade pack. Enjoy features like visual improvement, new modes, and more. So you can do that with the Zelda game. Apparently Metroid... I don't know what that one is. Kirby as well. So, yeah, if you have, like, the Super Mario Jamboree for the Switch version, you can get the upgraded pack because it's got more and also Jamboree TV, which some people were like, yeah, that's the ride at Universal or wherever it's at. Yeah, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, Tears, Jamboree, Kirby, Pokemon... Metroid are the ones that have, like, an upgrade. I don't know if I'd want to do that, though. Like, I know it'd be more money, but I might as well just buy it again for the Switch 2.
Yeah.
So you know you have a physical copy of it. So if they ever roll back anything or the server shuts down.
Right. That's what I love about the Nintendo right now is you have the cartridge and you put it in there and you play it and it's yours. Mm-hmm. Unlike, you know.
Yeah, because they're trying to bundle the Switch 2 with Mario Kart World, but only the digital.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Well, neither. But it's like for $450. I mean, like it's gonna be a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would go down if there were no tariffs. Like, would it be $300-something? Or is because of the tariffs, that's why they're $450. It's only speculation can tell.
Yeah.
Unless you work for Nintendo.
Unless the price changes.
Which I doubt it will. But
you never know.
No, you don't.
Sorry, I'm watching a Nintendo World video right now.
Yeah, it's an hour long. Oh, just the World
just
video?
Just the World video, yeah. Trying to figure out what the feather does. He hasn't used it yet.
The feather?
The feather. Oh, and he won't because it's gone. Just stupid video. Stupid videos.
Mm. But yeah, that's all the news that I know of.
I mean,
what other movie was coming out? Besides,
I mean, Superman's coming out in July. You gonna go see it?
No.
You should come see it.
No.
You're invited to come see it.
Sure. Thanks.
It's around my birthday.
Oh, is it coming out July
2nd? July
11th. 3rd? 11th. That's not...
It's around my birthday.
It's literally like the week after.
Yeah. Around my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed, Tony is going to go, hey, let's go see Superman for your birthday. And I go, okay.
Mm. Who's the Superman?
I don't know. Some loser. I'm not a fan of him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is the name of it besides Superman?
I think it's Superman Legacy.
Superman 2025 film. It just says Superman.
Superman.
It just says Superman.
Yeah.
Look. What does this poster say?
Just look up.
Does it say look up?
Yeah.
Wait. But who's David? David Kornsman?
I mean, he looks all right as Superman.
He looks like Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion's also in this movie.
Oh, as Guy Gardner, yeah.
Yeah, but how he looks as Clark is, ugh.
He in some of his photos, he also looks like one of the other Supermans. The Witcher dude.
Henry Cavill?
Yeah. Just a skinnier, he's got a skinnier, longer face, but he still kind of looks like him.
He is definitely Tony.
I don't know. Nicholas Holt.
Oh, yeah, he's Lex Luthor.
I like him. He's good. I don't know how he'll be as a Lex. I mean, better than what's his name? What is his name? With the long hair. Or he had long hair.
So he's the middle one as Clark Kent.
Eh.
Right,
it's kind of goofy, especially with the hair.
Yeah,
why would he do his hair like that? Or why would they do his hair like that?
It's not his choice. I mean, it probably wasn't his choice. It was probably because people were like, "Oh, glasses are stupid. Glasses definitely don't work."
Yeah,
and the people actually found out they kind of do.
Because
mm-hmm. Henry Cavill went out to Times Square with a Superman shirt on
mm-hmm.
and glasses, and no one figured it out.
Nice.
So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'll go see it.
Yeah. I mean, I'd prefer streaming because that way I can get up and do whatever I want to.
Yeah.
Go get a drink. Go get some more popcorn rather than sitting in a chair for 2 hours.
Because
how long is the movie?
No impact, no idea.
They don't have a runtime yet?
Nah.
But yes, they got to. There's got to be a runtime. I mean, granted, I know it's in July, so that's months away.
Look at his arms. They're tiny.
That suit's not good on him either.
No.
That suit looks disgusting. It looks baggy on him.
Yeah.
Runtime. Superman runtime 2025. 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Ugh.
Yep. So that's how long it's going to be. That's a long movie. For one that might not be good.
Right. For one that might not be good.
It's just another Superman movie, dude.
Yeah, but it's Superman. It could be good.
They never are. None of them have been good.
The original Christopher Reeve Superman was good.
For its time, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Was is the key factor there. But that's okay.
Yeah, but none of the rest have been good. No. You've either had Stalker Superman, crappy Lex Luthor Superman. Like, they keep rebooting.
Well, I think the whole Zack Snyder universe for Superman, they're trying to make him more grounded and gritty, and it's like, that's not what Superman is. You're just trying to make him a superpowered Batman.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Especially when he killed
Zod.
Zod.
He wouldn't do that.
No. I guess they just didn't, like, oh, sending him to the Mirrorverse.
Back to the Phantom Zone.
Phantom Zone. Oh, that's too far out of left field. There's no way that's a thing. He's a fucking alien super person.
Yeah.
It's no more grounded than that. Come on. Yeah. Now.
I mean, just put your hand over his eyes and fly up.
Yeah. Yeah, you have
then,
super...
Then you have time.
Yeah.
To figure it out.
So dumb. It was so dumb.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't know.
I mean, I don't think they made a horrible choice for Superman. I just think he did not have great material to work with.
Mm-mm. But in this one, there's a dog.
There is Crypto, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He may not make it.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't either.
That's How It Should Have Ended, guy. The folks that do How It Should Have Ended on YouTube, they're like, Batman's like, that dog, so cute. And he's like, I know, isn't he? He's not going to make it.
They're not going to kill my dog.
He's a fan favorite. Merchandising galore. He's definitely not going to make it. It's like, oh my God.
I haven't seen his stuff in a while. I have to look at it.
They do some pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
The Superhero Cafe stuff is great.
It hasn't popped up.
Anytime a superhero movie comes out or a trailer comes out, they're all about it. They roasted the cast reveal for Doomsday.
Yeah, that's another one that I'm... There's too many people in it.
Yeah, well, and they're like, Hulk, 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 oh.
Nice.
They're like, why is it taking so long to do these names? Why are we still watching it? It was because I guess that was... I only saw... like the minute and a half version of it after it cut all together, but they apparently
really?
It was a 5-hour thing.
What?
Yeah. Where they spent like 5 to 10 minutes on each chair and then just like slowly.
Was this at a con or something? Or
it was just an announcement trailer for the cast.
Jeez.
It was like a live event.
Jeez.
That, like, it was like a YouTube live thing, and they jumped on it. And
yeah.
It's like, oh my God, that's taking forever. So, yeah, it was crazy. It's absolutely bonkers.
Yeah.
I would not have stayed that long.
No, God, no.
Nope, I'm good.
No, I wouldn't have stayed an hour.
Right.
That's, no. Might pop back in
and see what's going on, but I, yeah.
But yeah,
that's all.
That's pretty much all I got.
I did too. Oh, I mean, we can talk about how the weather's going to be cold in like 2 days.
Oh, is it supposed to dip back down?
It's going. Storm's going to move in, and the bottom's going to drop.
No.
Yeah. It's going to be like 50s.
I hope not. Let's see. 10 days. 10-day forecast. Survey says, come on. Come on, 10-day. There we go. 10-day. It's 87 degrees today.
Mm-hmm.
57 and like 60s. It'll be fine. Mondays, 57, 58, 60, and then it goes right back up.
For
2 days.
Look at the low on that Tuesday. 36.
35, yeah. That'll be cold in the evening.
Yeah. Going from 80s to almost freezing, baby.
It's supposed to be rainy on Sunday.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What are you doing Sunday?
I'll be at Sand Mountain all day. So, I don't know. I assume it's still going to be a thing on Sunday, because I've never been to Sand Mountain. Sand Mountain Amphitheater, so I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
I have to look it up, see what it looks like.
Yeah.
But other than that,
yeah.
You good?
I'm good. Fun for all.
Woo! All right. Yeah. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Everybody have fun.